阿门。我们的眼目不但注视耶稣的十字架。
Our eyes not only gaze on the cross of Jesus Christ.
早上我们要举目仰望为我们钉十字架的耶稣。
This morning we also look upon the Jesus who was crucified for us.
周五的时候我们读到耶稣就是生命在他里面。
Friday night we studied that life is in Jesus.
生命就是人的光。
And his life is the light of men.
他的荣光已经照耀着黑暗的世代。
His glory has already shone in the dark world.
弟兄姐妹，邀请你一同来敬拜。
Let's all rise and worship together.
举目仰望耶稣。
See his glory.
他的荣耀正显现。
See his glory now appears.
His glory.
See his glory. See his glory. See his glory now appear. See his glory. See his glory. See his glory.
稣配得我们的敬拜与赞美。
Let us declare that Jesus is worthy of all our praises and worship.
Jesus,
yes, 耶稣，你配得至圣尊荣。耶稣，当受最高赞美，愿全地响应，诸天唱和。来尊崇主人名超乎万里，
耶稣你配得，
耶稣你配得至圣尊荣，耶稣当受最高赞美，让全地响应，诸天唱和。遵从主生命超乎万里，让我们屈膝匍匐敬拜他，因他生命万世要归还，让万口承认他是主耶稣，全能神今我荣耀你，但愿尊贵颂赞和全能都归于你，都归于你，愿尊贵颂赞和全能都归于你，至圣尊荣，耶稣当受最高赞美，
哈利路亚，
愿全地响应，诸天唱和，来尊崇主生命超乎万里，让我们屈膝匍匐敬拜他，生命万事要归开，让万口承认他是主耶稣，全能神迹我荣耀你，但愿尊贵颂赞和全能
宝血拯救了我们。
For your wonderful salvation and saving us with your precious blood.
谢谢你，以你的拯救，我们出黑暗入光明。
And you have delivered us out of darkness and into your marvelous light.
主，今天我们不再属这世界。
We no longer belong to the world.
我们是神的儿女。
We are children of God.
我们是神所拣选的。
We have been chosen.
主啊，今天我们要把心里面的感谢献给你。
Today we offer up our thanks to you.
愿颂赞归给你。
May all honor be to you.
愿全能归给你。
May power belong to you.
愿赞美归给你。
And blessings, praises be to you.
For all honor, blessing, and the power. 主耶稣永活真神的儿子
Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God
主感谢你你应许与我们同在
Lord, we thank you for you have promised that you will be with us
从去年的退休会你就提醒我们不要留在水浅的地方
From last year's retreat where you told us that we cannot stay in shallow water
要到水深之处
We need to venture out into the deep
今年的退休会你更在提醒我们
This year's retreat you remind us even more
我们是神所拣选的特别的子民
That we are chosen people of God
主啊你带领我们走这条没有走过的路
You are leading us to walk a way that we have never trod before
你带领我们在基督的学校里面来做学生
And that you're leading us to be in the school of Christ to be disciples
你喂养我们你训练我们
And you teach us and you train us.
让我们能够磨成神儿子的形象。
So that we can be conformed.
主造我们自己，我们没有办法。
Of the Son of God, and we cannot do it by ourselves.
但是感谢你与我们同在。
We thank you because you are with us.
进深进深。
Deeper, deeper.
进入耶稣的大爱。
In the love of Jesus.
每日更进深。
Daily, let me go.
今生今生进入耶稣大爱每日更进深登高登高在主智慧学校经历主恩深求主助我今生虽经艰难试炼仍不断精神根深蒂固在主身上爱中结果好收成求主助我今生我愿能逢早起使我无心更
心里面的祷告。
This is the prayer of our heart.
我们不愿意留在水浅之处。
We don't want to stay in shallow water.
主，我们相信这也是你的心意。
And we believe this is your heart's desire as well.
你要带我们到水深之处。
To lead us into deep water.
你不希望我们做贫穷的基督徒。
You don't want us to be poor Christians.
你盼望我们可以丰富的见主。
You want us to meet you.In abundance.
主，就照你纯全善良的旨意，你来带领我们。
According to your good and perfect will, please lead us.
让我们在基督的学校里每日的更新。
So that daily we are renewed in the school of Christ.
愿你继续的向我们说话。
Please keep speaking to us.
感谢主，奉主的名祷告。
We thank the Lord in Jesus' name.
请坐。
我们读到这个神所创造的这个世界多么的美好。
Last week we last Friday we share about how wonderful the world that God has created.
但在这么多美好的事情里面，我们是神手中的杰作。
But in the midst of such wonderful creation, we are God's masterpiece.
对，我们是那个 masterpiece.
We are that masterpiece.
神对我们有极大的盼望。
God has a great expectation on us.
所以我们没有一个人要轻看自己。
Therefore, none of us should belittle ourselves.
最近我们常常说到，我们正在面对一个有许多转变的时代。
Lately, we've been talking about we are facing an era of transformation.
几天前，这个我们也听见我们的总统夫人发表谈话。
Just a few days ago, we heard the first lady spoke publicly.
我们知道她其实很少讲话。
She actually rarely speaks publicly.
所以我相信一定是很重要的话。
So I believe those were fairly important words.
她提醒我们 AI 的时代要来临。
She reminded us that the AI era has come.
所以我们要有准备。
So we need to prepare ourselves.
其实除了 AI 会带来转变、改变之外呢，我们已经感受到许多的事都在改变了。
Beyond the transformation that she mentioned of AI, we already see there are countless shifts in our surroundings.
我们在面对一个什么样的时段呢？
What kind of an era are we facing?
我们身在什么样的时代里面？
What kind of an era are we in this present age?
圣经有没有圣经告诉我们神的儿女应该怎么看这个局面？
Well, how does the scripture reveal, what does the scripture reveal to us as God's children how we are to live?
首先呢，我想我们要注意到，我们当中今天早上坐在这里的弟兄姐妹，有许多人已经进入人生的下半场。
And I believe many of us seated here are already into the second half of our lives.
如果一个人能够有清楚的思想，能够自由的行动的日子，如果是80年。
And if someone can think clearly and can move freely, perhaps.It's a span of about 80 years.
我想今天坐在这里的一半的人已经过了 two-thirds, 已经过了三分之二的年日了。
Perhaps two-thirds of us who are seated here,
probably two-thirds of us.
Two-thirds of our days.
half of us already passed two-thirds of our days.
在我记忆里面，我觉得弟兄姐妹都很年轻。
In my memory, brothers and sisters are very young.
我一直停留在那里。
And I idle there.
不知道什么时候你们过了五十。
Not knowing when you have passed age 50.
当我们面对我们人生中可以掌握的三分之一的时间的时候
When we pass the time that we can control the first one-third of our lives
我们应该怎么使用时间
How we ought to use our time
我想我们需要重新确定我们的目标
We need to once again reaffirm our goal
我希望我的人生达到什么点
What point do I want my life to come to?
我希望我结束的时候什么情形
And what kind of a condition I want to be in when my life ends?
我们应该怎样使用时间来达到那个目标
How do I use my time so that I can reach that goal at the end of my life?
我看过以前有一本书他说你希望别人在你追思聚会的时候讲些什么话谁来参加
I have once read a book that talks about at your funeral service, what kind of words do you want people to say about you?
你过了五十岁就得好好努力朝那个目标。
And you need to strive, you need to endeavor so that you can reach that goal.
最近我常说到四世纪里面的参孙给我很大的鼓励。
And I've mentioned that the character in the Old Testament Samson has encouraged me greatly.
不管参孙他年轻的时候他的日子怎么度过的。
It didn't matter how he lived his younger life.
当他在困境中他就醒悟过来。
It was when he was in suffering that he woke up.
虽然他外面的势力没有了。
Although he had no more strength on the outside.
但是他里面的眼睛开启了。
But the eyes of inwardly they were open.
他醒悟过来。
He woke up.
他放手一搏。
And he was able to move this once.
他的人生停在最高点。
His life ended at a high point.
我常说我非常羡慕年轻人，你们有还有好多好多的时间。
I oftentimes say to the young people here that I really envy you because you have a lot of time ahead of you.
但今天早上我也要提醒你们。
But this morning I would like to remind you though.
你们也快要过了三分之一了。
That you are reaching 30 years old also.
One third
of your life also.
时间过得真快。
Time flew by so fast.
我们都一起要来抓紧时间。
We all need to lay hold of time.
接着我们也说到我们面对的不是一个丰裕的时间。
And we also mentioned that we're not facing a time of abundance.
我们将会有困难的日子。
Difficult times are ahead.
我们说到在二次大战以后，美国处在富裕的时段。
We mentioned before that after World War II,the United States has experienced a period of prosperity.
世界上许许多多的国家也因着全球贸易而富裕。
And throughout the whole world, many nations grew wealthy through trade.
但是我们感受到我们面对的将来不会再是这样。
But what we can sense is that the days to come will not be like that.
有没有什么事情是我们现在该做的改变？
Are there things that we need to make adjustments to?
我们记得在创世纪有一个人叫做约瑟。
In the Old Testament, there is a man named Joseph.
约瑟他是个治理的人。
Joseph was a man of governance.
他看到经过七年的丰年以后，会接着有七年的荒年。
He saw that after 7 years of abundance will come 7 years of famine.
所以他就在丰年的时候做了一些改变。
So he made changes during the 7 years of abundance.
当荒年临到的时候，他是一个有预备的人。
Then when famine came, he was prepared.
我想我们积蓄钱财那个果效还有限。
And during the plan, saving does have is is good consequence.
但是更重要的是，我们要改变我们丰富的时候，我们有的奢华的习惯。
But what matters more is that we need to change our extravagant habits in the time of abundance.
我们要回到简朴的生活。
We need to return to simplicity.
有许多的幸福感，有许多的快乐，其实不需要花很多钱。
There is a lot of happiness and joy actually does not require spending a lot of money.
更重要的，我们要知道这是主再来之前的日子。
More importantly, we must realize that those will be the days before the Lord's return.
这几天早上我们在读阿摩斯书。
In the recent morning devotion, we are reading the book of Amos.
阿摩斯他也一再呼吁我们要回转，我们要掉一个头，寻求神就必存活。
Amos kept reminding us that we need to seek God so that we can live.
最近这几个月我们读的圣经都告诉我们这个世界将要结束。
And these scripture that we are reading reminds us that we need to prepare ourselves to meet God.
对，我们那个主再来的时间非常靠近。
Because his days of return is very near.
几天前我们读的阿摩斯书四章十二节，他说：“你当预备迎见神。”
And we read of Amos 4:12, prepare to meet your God.
这是非常重要的事。
This is a very crucial matter.
当我们年纪越过越大的时候，我们也一定要思考这件事。
As we grow older, we need to increasingly ponder this.
我们要怎么迎见主？
How will we meet the Lord?
这也是我们过去我们退休会的主题。
And this was the theme of our past retreat.
不论我们今生有什么成就，都是短暂的。
Whatever achievement we attain in this life, they are all but temporal.
有一天这些事都会离开我们的。
One day, all these things will leave us.
我们需要想一想，在永远里面，我们是不是一个丰富的人
？We need to ponder, am I abundant in the eternity?
我们为了这个必定要发生的事，我们做了些什么改变
？What changes have we made for this inevitable event that is to come?
为我自己，为我的家，我积蓄了什么
？What have we stored up for myself and for my family?
阿摩斯书他说我们不要再寻求外邦的帮助。
The book of Amos tells us to no longer seek help from other nations.
我们需要掉个头。
We need to make a U-turn.
来寻求神。
To seek God.
悔改从苏醒开始。
Repentance begin with awakening.
接着是兴起。
And then rise up.
我非常喜欢圣经中的一些字。
I really like some of the words, the terms that are used in the Bible.
苏醒或者醒悟过来。
Awake or awakening.
我觉得这些字真的是恩典的字。
These words are truly words of grace.
我刚才说到时间过得好快。
I just mentioned that time flew by so fast.
我不知道当我们回想以往的我们会不会没有一点后悔的感觉。
I don't know if you reflect on your past that you have no regrets at all.
但是有许多决定我们当时做了一个选择。
But oftentimes it is the choice that we made at the time.
现在我们后悔了。
And then now we regret it.
就很简单来说我们看手机这件事。
Simply speaking, the thing about looking at our phones.
当我们想看手机的时候我们都觉得我没有办法不看。
When we think of looking at our phone, we feel that I cannot help it. I have to look at it.
看一下。
Let me just look at it.
但是呢，很快的，我们就发现现在这个短屏一下子30分钟就过去了。
But very quickly, the video clip, 30 minutes passed by.
甚至一小时。
And maybe an hour.
我不知道我们会不会后悔。
I don't know if we regret it.
圣经告诉我们我们既然认识神，我们既然读了圣经，我们就不要再做糊涂人。
The Bible tells us, since we know the Lord, we know the Bible, let's stop being foolish.
所有和神旨意没有关系的，都会消失的。
Everything unrelated to God's will, they will all disappear.
更严重的是，当他们都消失后，我们发现我们跟神的距离这么的遥远。
And what's more terrifying is that these things will vanish and that we are so it makes us so far away from God.
在永远里，我们跟神这么的遥远。
And that in the eternity we are so distant from God.
今天是我们抓紧时间来追求神的时候。
Today is the time that we seize to seek God.
当我们醒悟过来，我们就要回头归向神。
As we are awakened, we need to turn back to God.
我们不要再心怀二意。
No longer have a divided heart.
神不仅是天上的主，天上的神，他也是地上的主。
God is not just a God of heaven, He's also the Lord of earth.
常将神放在我的面前。
We need to place God always before us.
何西阿书说到以色列人在安逸在富裕和安逸的环境中为自己增添了许多偶像。
The book of Hosea tells us that the Israelites in their prosperity and ease added many idols for themselves.
直到困难的环境来到的时候才寻求神的面。
And only seeking God's face when tribulation or hardship comes.
这一句话非常深的刺入我的心。
This statement pierces my heart.
我们真是这样。
We are like that.
二三十年前，我们的生活都不像现在那么好。
20, 30 years ago, our lives were not as good as it is now.
但是回想起来，好像神离我们比较近一点。
But as we think back, as if God was closer to us then.
这二三十年间我们富裕了许多。
Within these two, three decades, we have become a lot more abundant.
我们的生活也复杂了许多。
And also our lives have become much more complicated.
富裕的生活反而使我们的生活中挂虑增加了。
Abundant lives cause our anxieties to increase.
这些挂虑反而使我们更多投靠那些使我们富裕的源头。
These anxieties have led us to lean more heavily on the sources of our abundance.
不论是家庭，不论是公司，不论是学校。
Be it family, school, or company.
家庭、学校、公司的声音越来越大。
Their voices grow ever louder to us.
神的声音越来越小。
And God's voice grow ever fainter.
我们需要回头。
We need to turn back.
我们需要转一个方向。
We need to make a turn.
神不是高高在上，不知道地上发生什么事的神。
God is not a God that is way up there and he doesn't care and does he does and that he doesn't see what's going on earth.
神能够规定天那个宇宙的星球怎么运转。
God governs the orbits of the universe.
神也在乎我的心怀意念。
And he cares about my thoughts.
我们常将他摆在我们的面前。
We put him always before us.
经过神来衡量我跟所有的事情、所有的人、所有的物质的关系。
Measure all people, events, and things and relationships through him.
在新约马太福音中，主耶稣自己说到了许多关于世界末了和他要再来之前的事。
In Matthew, the end of Matthew, the Lord talks a lot about the events.And the end of the world preceding his return.
24章主耶稣说到他要再来之前世界会发生一些事。
He tells us about the certain signs of the end time in chapter 24.
到了第25章主耶稣就提出一些警告。
And then in chapter 25, he issues a warning.
他说他要我们警醒。
He wants us to be vigilant.
他说灯要有油，灯要发光。
And that we need to have oil in the lamp, and the lamp need to shine.
这些话记载在25章第1到第13节。
These words are recorded in Matthew 25 verses 1 to 13.
我们节省一点时间，我们请英文念一遍。
we'll save some time, we'll just read in English.Then the kingdom of heaven shall be likened to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Now 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. Those who were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. But while the bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight, a cry was heard. Behold, the bridegroom is coming. Go out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out. But the wise answered, saying, No, lest there should not be enough for us and you, but go rather to those who sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the wedding, and the door was shut. Afterward, the other virgins came also, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, As surely I say to you, I do not know you. Watch, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming.
我想从这十三节经文中我们可以做一些结论。
From these 13 verses, we can draw a conclusion.
这是个我们很多人都很熟悉的故事。
This is a story many of us are very familiar with.
有十个童女在等候新郎来。
There were 10 virgins waiting for the bridegroom.
那这十个童女她们都有一些相同的地方。
These 10 virgins have their similarities.
她们都拿着灯。
They both have lights.
她们都在等候新郎来。
Lamps, and they were waiting for the groom to arrive.
那新郎也当那个新郎延迟的时候。
While the groom was delayed.
她们都打盹了。
They were all dozing off.
他们都不像白天那样警醒。
They were not as vigilant as they were during the day.
啊，忽然间呢，听见有人声喊着说：“新郎来了。”
Suddenly, someone cries, "The bridegroom is here."
每一个童女都立刻起来要收拾那个灯。
Every virgin arose and started trimming the lamps.
要让灯发光。
So that the lamp can shine.
但是呢，他们有一个不同的地方。
But there was one difference.
这里他说啊，十个童女当中呢，有五个是聪明的，有五个是愚拙的。
Here we are told, five virgins were wise, five were foolish.
聪明的不仅有灯，还为自己预备油在灯里面。
The wise ones not only they had the lamps, but they also had oil in their lamps.
愚拙的他虽然有灯，但是他却没有预备油。
The foolish ones, although they had lamps, but they did not prepare oil.
他说他们的油不够了。
And they did not have enough oil in their lamps.
我们可以想象那个灯是不可能发光的。
So we can imagine that lamp cannot be bright, cannot shine.
这是一段我们非常熟悉的故事。
This story we are so familiar with.
但是这一段中有非常严肃的话。
And yet there are very stern words in this passage.
至少我以前常常忽略到它的严肃性。
In the past, I have neglected its seriousness.
我们起来注意到，首先这个比喻是对每一个信徒说的。
Firstly,This parable applies to every believer.
每一个人都要负自己的责任。
Every person needs to be responsible for him or herself.
每一个人都要为自己预备够用的油。
Every person must prepare enough oil for ourselves.
不能够分给别人。
It cannot be divided to be given to others.
父母不能分给子女。
Parents cannot share it with their children.
子女也不能分给父母。
Nor can the children share with their parents.
夫妻之间也不能够分。
Nor can spouses share with one another.
每一个人都是一盏灯。
Everyone is a lamp.
每一个人都要负责灯里面要预备油。
Everyone must prepare oil for our own lamp.
每一个灯都要负责发光。
And every lamp.Has to shine.
哦，这是一个非常严肃的事。
This is a very serious matter.
那第二个，主对没有预备油的童女忽然间变了脸。
And secondly, the Lord's countenance changed toward the virgins who did not have oil.
主不是无所谓，说你们，这个骂一骂就好了。
The Lord did not just rebuke them.
主的审判非常的严肃。
The Lord's judgment was extremely serious.
是来说，平常我们很少想到我们这个灯有没有发亮。
Frankly speaking, we seldom consider whether our lamp can shine.
我想我们很多人都知道有一首主日学的诗歌。
I think many of us remember there's a song from Sunday school.
我的灯需要由求主常赐下。
Give me oil in my lamp, to keep me burning.
使我灯能够一直发光到主再来。
So that I can shine until he returns.
你们想到那个音乐，你们都想要跳起来。
And when you sing of the song, you just want to dance, jump and dance.
是一首非常轻快的歌。
It's a very light-hearted song.
啊，结束在唱何珊娜，唱何珊娜。
And then it continues you on with sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna.
我们感受不到主话的严肃。
We cannot sense the solemnness of God's word.
但这段经文告诉我们，有预备油和没有预备油的结局是非常不一样的。
Yet this passage reveals to us the starkly different fate for those who had oil versus those who don't have oil.
主对那些没有预备油，那个灯不能够照亮的人说了非常严厉的话。
He spoke sternly to those whose lamp lacking oil.
我们看到他说他的门就关了。
And it tells us that the door was shut.
主说我不认识你们。
The Lord says, I do not know you.
他们在外面就哀哭切齿的后悔。
And so they were gnashing their teeth, and crying outside the door.
我们看到说主说那个主再来的新郎来的时间延迟了。
The arrival of the bridegroom was delayed.
但并不是无止境的延迟。
But it is not going to be delayed indefinitely.
忽然间新郎来了。
Suddenly the bridegroom arrived.
那是一个非常严肃的切割点。
That was a very serious cut off.
当这五个愚拙的童女以为那个时候还可以去买油。
When these five foolish virgins thought that they still had time to go buy oil,
门就关了。
The door was shut.
那五个聪明的童女就在门里面欢喜快乐。
The five wise virgins were let in and they rejoiced.
那五个愚拙童女就被关在门外面。
The five foolish ones were shut outside.
哀哭切齿的
gnashing their teeth,
永远后悔
regret forever.
当他们看到门关了
when they saw the door was shut,
他们以为敲门主就会开门
they thought that by knocking on the door would be open to them.
主不是曾经说叩门就给你们开门吗
didn't the Lord say knock and it will be open to you?
没有想到主这时说我不认识你们
not knowing that the Lord would say I do not know you.
为什么主要说这么严厉的话呢
？Why did the Lord say such harsh words？
只因为他们没有预备油
？Is it just because they did not prepare oil？
是只因为他们迟到了一点
？Or maybe they were delayed a little？
那神不是爱吗
？Isn't it true that God is love？
主耶稣，你不是很久忍耐又有恩慈吗
？Isn't Lord Jesus you are kind？ You are kind and long suffering？
恩典的时段也有一个切割点。
Even the era time of grace, there will come a cut-off time.
为什么主不认识？主要说他不认识这五个没有预备油的童女。
Why did the Lord say he did not know these five virgins that did not prepare their oil?
在这里主没有明说。
The Lord did not say clearly.
但是我们记得在另外一处，在马太福音里面，主也同样的说了这严厉的话。
But also we see in another passage of Matthew, the Lord also spoke some words with equal severity.
这段圣经在马太福音第七章二十一到二十四节。
It's recorded in Matthew 7 verses 21 to 24.
我们还是请英文念。
We'll read it in English.Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock.
另外一处，又一处圣经，主说我不认识你们。
Here is another passage that the Lord says, I do not know you.
这段话 那我们觉得更不可思议。
And this astonishes us even more.
有一些人奉主的名传道，甚至还奉主的名赶鬼。
Some people preach in the Lord's name and even cast out demons in His name.
甚至还能行许多的异能。
Even perform many miracles.
怎么可能主不认识他们？
How could it be that the Lord never knew them?
这段经文让我们来认识那一日神审判的标准。
This passage.Help us to understand the standards by which the Lord used to judge.
我们都凭着外表来认识人。
We all judge humans based on outward appearances.
我们用世界的价值来衡量属灵的价值。
We use worldly standards to measure spiritual things.
外面看起来宣教赶鬼行许多的异能多么好。
On the outside, those who preach cast out demons and perform many miracles, they all look so good.
我想神必定会重用这样子的仆人。
God for sure will use these great servants of His.
怎么可能神不承认他们呢？
How could it be that God does not recognize them?
不仅不承认，神还要称他们为作恶的人。
Not only He did not acknowledge them, He calls them.He calls them those who practice lawlessness.
还要他们离开。
And he asked them to depart.
哦，上个主日正义弟兄也交通过什么是做主的见证人。
Last Sunday, Brother Zheng Yi shared with us what it means by to be the Lord's witness.
能看的是外表。
What people look at is outward appearances.
神看里面的真实。
But God looks at the inward truth.
能看结果。
People look at results.
神要看过程。
But God looks at the process.
神要看人拣选的途径。
And God looks at the choices that we make.
英文说这些人是不守法的。
The Bible tells us that these people practice lawlessness.
这些人是不遵守神规定的。
They do not follow what God has ordained.
不被约束的人。
They are unrestrained.
神那么难侍候吗？
Is God so difficult to serve?
啊，我非常喜欢接着一节的经节。
I really like the following verse.
很简单。
A very simple one.
他说，凡听见我这话就去行的，好比一个聪明人。
Anyone who hears my words and put them into practice is wise.
这就是聪明人。
These people will be...Wise.
这是聪明和愚拙的分别。
That's the difference between wise and foolish.
聪明人知道灯要发光就预备油。
The wise know that the lamp need to shine, so they prepare oil.
主耶稣来到世上，像光来到黑暗里面一样。
The Lord Jesus came into the world, and it is light entering into darkness.
这个周五我们就会读到。凡接受耶稣的，神就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
This Friday night we will read of he who receives him are those who have the right to become the children of God.
这是我们非常熟悉的经文。
That verse we are very familiar with.
却是极大的恩典。
And yet it is such tremendous grace.
我们思想直到现在都不能够完全明白的恩典。
Our minds simply cannot comprehend fully how great this grace is.
从前我们生在黑暗里面。
In the past, we were in darkness.
我们是黑暗之子。
We were children, we were people of darkness.
我们是这个黑暗世界里面的黑暗之子。
We are people in the dark world.
主耶稣降生，像光来到世上。
The Lord Jesus born in this world, he came and he brought light into the world.
我过去这个周五，我一直在想，我不明白我怎么没有像其他的人一样拒绝这光。
Friday night, I was sitting there pondering, how come I did not reject the light like some people did?
这真是恩典。
It is truly grace.
怎么因着简单的信，神的生命进到我的里面。
How by a simple faith, the God's life entered into me.
我们就成为神的儿女。
Then we become the children of God.
我们跟和生命中有永远的连结。
And we are eternally connected to Him in life.
这生命就是人的光。
This life is the light of men.
我们像一盏灯。
We are like a lamp.
灯的功用在于照亮。
The purpose of a lamp is to shine.
我想我们去过 Home Depot， 我们就知道那里有个很大的卖灯的 section。
We've all been to Home Depot. There's a huge section that display a lot of different lamps.
那里有许许多多的灯放在那里。
Many lamps are being displayed.
但是我们注意到没有个灯，它个灯本身不会发亮。
But we notice that the lamps themselves cannot produce light.
灯不过是个器皿。
Because the lamps are but a vessel.
灯发亮是因为灯里面有光。
The lamps shine because there is light inside it that shines through it.
神来到我们的生命中。
God comes into our lives.
我们这个灯就被点亮了。
Then our lamp is lit.
活着的神是人的光。
The living God is the light of man.
这是神认定的光。
That is the destined, light.
圣灵是神。
The Holy Spirit is God.
当圣灵在我们生命里面运行的时候，
When the Holy Spirit moves in us,
或是光照，或者说话，或者安慰，
illuminate us in us, or speak to us, or enlighten us.
我们这个灯就被点亮了。
Then our light is lit.
什么是发光？
So what does it mean by to illumine?
照亮神。
Illuminate God.
圣经说这个光照在耶稣基督的面上。
The Bible tells us that this light shines on the face of Jesus Christ.
那能看见神。
So that people can see God.
那能更多认识神。
And that people can know God more.
没有任何其他的东西能够代替这个生命使灯发光。
There is nothing else that can take the place of this life.
如果我们做见证，
If we are to bear witness，
如果不是照耀耶稣，
If we are not bearing witness to illuminate Jesus，
那就不是见证，
Then it is not witness。
有一个灯发这个灯发光所需要用的油，不是我们刚才唱的那样子。
The oil required for this lamp to shine is not like this children's song that we talked about。
刚才我们唱求主常赐下，
Because the song says that we ask the Lord to just give it to us.
神不会免费的一直给我们。
God will not continuously give us free oil.
我去台湾的时候看到有些快餐店，他们有个永续杯。
Refill free. In Taiwan, I went to a place, restaurant that, there's a sign that says free refills.
这一个油我们要自己付代价去买。
But the oil we're talking about here, we need to buy it ourselves.
神一次来到我们里面。
God comes into our lives once for all.
但是我们要这个油常常新鲜。
But we need this oil to be fresh.At all times.
我们要到指定的地方去买。
We need to purchase it at a designated place.
还要常常不断地去买。
And we need to purchase it continuously.
神的生命，神自己是那个油。
Because God's life, God Himself is that oil.
我们只有到神这里才能够买到油。
We need to come to God Himself to buy this oil.
没有别的地方，没有别的方法让我们得到油。
There's no other ways or any other means for us to get that oil.
在约翰福音第五章，主耶稣说了一句让我们很困惑的话。
In John 5, verses 39 to 47, the Lord Jesus spoke some perplexing words.
他说：“你们查考圣经，因你们以为内中有永生，给我做见证的就是这经。”
You search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. And these are they which testify of me.
接着神对这些查考圣经人说了让我们困惑的话，然而你们不肯到我这里来得生命。
And then he said these perplexing words, but you are not willing to come to me that you may have life.
这生命就是人的光。
This life is the light of men.
无论我们做什么，
No matter what we're doing,
读经、祷告、侍奉，
reading the Bible, praying or serving,
我们必须来到活着的神那里，接触到神。
We have to come to the living God and to connect with God.
我们需要连于这个生命。
We need to unite connect with this life.
我们才能够得到生命的供应。
So that we can receive the supply of life.
但他这里说你们却不肯。
But here we are told, but you are not willing.
这说出许许多多我们神儿女的问题。
Here it talks about the many problem, our problem as God's children.
当约翰来的时候，我们宁愿选择约翰。
When John the Baptist came, we rather choose him.
因为我们比较能够认同他，我们比较能够明白他。
Because we can relate to him and understand him better.
但是我们不选择耶稣。
But we rather choose him than Jesus.
我们无论做什么，我们都要得到神那里得生命。
No matter what we do, we need to come to the living God.
没有接触到神。
Without encountering God.
没有跟生命连接上。
If we're not connected with this life,
我们外面还可以做很多。
We can do a lot of things on the outside.
我们可以一直读经。
We can keep reading the Bible.
我们可以一直祷告。
We can keep praying.
我们甚至可以一直侍奉。
And we can even keep serving.
但是没有油，灯不发亮。
But without oil, the light is not going to shine.
很简单一件事。
A simple thing.
却是我们需要许许多多的年日才学会的功课。
But it takes us years and years to learn.
离了我，你们不能做什么。
Apart from me, you can do nothing.
不仅我们买一天就够了，买一次就够了。
It's not that we just purchased the oil for one day.
时间会拖长，时间会拖长，延长。
Time will extend.
我们不知道要拖到多久。
I don't know how long it will continue to extend.
如果我们偶尔去买一次，那会不够的。
If we just go buy oil, once in a great while, it's not going to be enough.
最好的是我们每天去买。
The best thing is we purchase it every day.
每一天都够用。
So we have enough every day.
我不知道上一次我们得到油的时候是什么时候。
I don't know when it was that you had enough oil last time.
我们最近做的见证是哪一年发生的事。
The testimonies that we share happened which year and how long ago was that?
我们需要预备油。
We need to have oil.
没有预备油是非常严肃的事。
Without having oil is a very serious thing.
要在门外哀哭切齿的后悔。
We might end up gnashing our teeth weeping outside the door.
去年退休会，神让我们离开岸边到水深之处。
Last year's retreat, the Lord asked us to leave the shallow place.
我们要离开我们的岸边。到神这里来买油。
We need to leave the shore and come to God.
这是我们最近我们发给弟兄姐妹一个我们制作的 podcast 的用心。
And that's the reason why we've been sharing podcasts with brothers and sisters.
我们是很盼望弟兄姐妹能够听，而且多听。
We really hope that brothers and sisters can listen to them and listen to it more.
我们盼望弟兄姐妹不要等到一天都过了。
And don't wait until a day is past.
我们把剩余的时间或者零碎的时间用来读经或祷告。
And then we use our leftover not so good time to read the Bible and draw near to God.
一天开始的时候，我们先将神放在我的面前。
Begin each day by placing God before us.
许多的事今天将要发生，我们不知道。
Many things will unfold today, and we don't know what is going to come.
我们先将这一天要发生的事交在主的手中。
We surrender all that is to come into the Lord's hands.
愿主的旨意在我的身上能够完成。
And let His will be accomplished in me.
我们学习照你旨意，照你旨意。
We learn according to His will.
我完全降服。
I surrender completely.
陈根指引他指点出一个连接到主的情况。
The morning watch guide points to a state of connecting with the Lord.
这是水深之处该有的情形。
That's the condition that we ought to have in deep waters.
我们虽然不能够立刻就达到那个境界。
Although we might not reach that state right away.
但是我们可以朝着那个方向走。
But we can gear ourselves and move toward that direction.
我提出四点，我们可以离开岸边到水深之处的地方。
I would like to mention four things that will help us to venture out into the deep.
第一点跟第二点，都在以前我们的 podcast 里面听到过。
The first and second points, we have heard, in the podcast.
关于祷告，我们这个周末就会发给你们。
About prayer, we will be sending out the podcast this week, soon.
我们来到光中。
We come to the light.
我们要确实的认罪悔改。
We need to confess our sins truthfully.
我们读圣经的时候。
And repent when we read the Bible.
我们很容易就笼统的同意圣经里面的话。
We easily just simply agree with the word of God.
我们需要认罪，我们需要悔改。
We need to confess our sins and repent.
到底我们有没有遇见神？有没有真的在光中
？But have we really met God? Are we really in the light?
实在来说，那需要看我们有没有在光中看见我们哪一件事需要悔改。
So that means, are we truly able to see which thing we need to confess and repent?
我想我们去洗衣服的时候。
I believe when we go wash our clothes.
我相信过不久去读大学的学生们，你们洗衣服的时候一定是好大的一个袋子的衣服装得满满的去洗。
I believe the college-bound seniors, when you go to college, you will have a huge load of clothes to wash when you go to college.
我相信你们不会把这一大袋的衣服都丢到这个连袋子一起放到洗衣机里。
I believe you wouldn't just toss everything into the washing machine.
你们一定是一件一件的丢到洗衣机里。
And you will most likely put one garment in at a time.
我想这就是我们认罪该有的一个情形。
That's the condition we should have when it comes to confessing our sins.
我不知道我们上一次认罪为了一件事认罪是什么时候。
When was the last time that we actually confessed one particular sin?
我想读经跟祷告，我们若是听 podcast， 它都讲到。
And when it comes to reading the Bible, I believe we already heard from the podcast.
今天我想交通点关于聚会。
And prayer also, we will be hearing it soon. I would like to talk about meeting today.
我们教会主日聚会跟周五聚会的那个人数几乎差没有差太远。
Our Friday night attendance and Sunday morning attendance are about the same.
这是非常好的记录。
This is a very good attendance.
对，但是我们求主带我们再往前面去。
But we ask the Lord to lead us even further.
给我们一个渴慕的要成长的心。
Give us a heart to grow.
就像我们刚才唱的诗歌。
Just like the song we sang.
我们要晋升，晋升。
Deeper, deeper.
这非常的重要。
This is very important.
如果我们奉主名聚会，主真的在这里。
If we gather together in the name of the Lord and that He is here.
我们对这位那么富有的神，我们有没有一点渴慕？
Do we have a little bit of desire toward this God who is so abundant.
不可能主在这里，我们一直聚会，而我们没有特别的得到什么。
It's impossible that having such a rich God, and yet at during the meeting we have gained nothing.
我们同工们在每个礼拜五都为弟兄姐妹预备了预查的资料。
For our staff, we prepare Friday night material. Specifically for Friday night,
我们也用了很多很多的心思来预备一些题目。
We spend a lot of time earnestly prepare those questions and material for brothers and sisters.
我们就是盼望弟兄姐妹能够得到一些东西。
How we eagerly hope that brothers and sisters will gain something from it.
我真的很盼望能够听见弟兄姐妹来跟我们交通，我们这些发出去的东西有没有什么问题，有没有什么 feedback？
How I hope brothers and sisters will come to us and tell us if you have any feedback or any gains that you have from it.
直到目前为止，好像都像在外太空讲话。
Until now, we're still waiting for feedback.
好不好？我们周五来聚会的时候，我们带个谦卑的心来受教。
How about when we come Friday night that we come with a heart of humility, a teachable heart?
带个渴慕的心，我要来更多认识神。
Come with the desire, I want to know God more.
最近几个周五，主一直提醒我来聚会，我可以得到我需要的力量。
These past Friday nights, the Lord keep reminding me, just come, I will gain the strength that I need.
光的亮度跟生命的亮度要成比例。
The brightness of the light and the measure of life are proportional.
正当我们每一天、每一周都这样做。
And it requires us doing it every day, every week.
我们这个灯的亮度逐渐增加。
So that the brightness of our lamp can increase gradually.
何西阿书结束在谁是智慧人呢
？The book of Hosea ends with who is wise.
可以明白这些事。
Let him understand these things.
谁是通达人可以知道这一切
？Who is prudent? Let him know them.
现在我们知道主对我们的期盼。
Now we know the Lord's expectations of us.
非常严肃的要求。
They are very stern.requirements.
每一个人都是灯。
Everyone is a lamp.
每一个灯一定要预备油。
Every lamp must be prepared with oil.
每一个灯一定要发亮。
And every lamp must be lit.
这不是一个选择题。
It is not a multiple choice question.
我们要选择做聪明的童女。
We must choose to be the wise virgin.
现在还是恩典的时段。
Now is still the era of grace.
主再来之前是恩典的时段。
Before the Lord's return, it is an era of grace.
诗篇三十二篇说，为此凡虔诚人都趁你可寻找的时候祷告你。
Psalm 32 tells us, For this cause, everyone who is godly shall pray to you in a time when you may be found.
大水泛溢的时候必不能到你那里。
Surely in a flood of great waters, they shall not come near him.
我们一起选择走一个窄路。
Let us choose together to walk the narrow way.
一起走生命道路。
Together we walk the way of life.
当我们一起走的时候就比较容易。
It is easier when we walk it together.
腓立比书他说，他使你们无可指责，诚实无为，在这弯曲悖谬的时代，做神无瑕疵的儿女。
Philippians 2 tells us that you may become blameless and harmless, children of God without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation.
你们显在这世代中好像明光照耀。
Among whom you shine as lights in the world.
将生命的道表明出来。
Holding fast the word of life.
叫我在基督的日子好夸我没有空跑也没有徒劳。
So that I may rejoice in the day of Christ that I have not run in vain or labored in vain.
我们刚才讲到大部分人我们还有三分之一是我们可以掌握的时间。
I've just mentioned that a lot of us still have one third of our time that we can, is still in our control.
我们要为自己追求什么？
What do we pursue for ourselves?
我们一起做一个寻求神面的人。
Let us be those who seek God's face.
主耶稣已经升上高天，在宝座前做我们的保惠师。
The Lord Jesus has become our high priest, seated at the right hand of the Father after he ascended up high.
圣灵进来在我们里面是我们另一个保惠师。
The Holy Spirit has come and he is our other comforter.
我们在退休会时候讲到这光已经来到。
At the retreat, we mentioned that the light has come.
兴起发光是神给我们每一个人给我们教会的使命。
Arise and shine is the commission that God has entrusted us.
哦，这是何等荣耀的使命
！What a glorious commission！
哦，这是我们人生何等的荣耀
！What a glory we have in our life！
我们是光的使者
！That we are messengers of that light！
哦，不仅叫人 我们能够将光带到每一个角落。
And that we can bring light to every corner.
叫人能够认识那个看不见的神。
So that people can come to know that invisible God.
那神能够从我们身上被照耀出去。
So that God can be shown forth through us.
人家看到我们不再是我。
When people see me, they are not seeing me.
但愿能从我身上看到耶稣。
May people see Jesus through me.
让人来到我们教会里面看见耶稣。
And that when people come to this church, people can see Jesus.
我很喜欢圣经里面说, 城造在山上是不能够隐藏的。
I really like the verse in the scripture that says, a city set on a hill cannot be hidden.
神这样的爱, 这样的, 神这是神造我们的目的。
That is the very purpose for which God has created us.
我每一个人都做光的使者。
Every one of us shall be, must be, a messenger of light.
这是教会存在地上的目的。
That is the purpose for the church to exist on this earth.
我们是发光的城。
Because we are a city shining on a hill.
我们一起来。
Let us together.
剩下一点时间,
with a little bit of time left,
我们一起来做个追求神的人,
be pursuers of God.
我们一起来唱首诗歌,
let's sing a hymn together.
我心所追求乃是神自己,
my goal is God Himself.
他说我这个, 主, 他扶持我, 我就追随不已。
He upholds me, and I follow him hard.
We don't
stop until he fulfills our deepest prayer. Many things in our lifetime will pass. But there is one thing we do not let go.
神给我们最高的荣耀做个发光的使者。
We don't let go of is that he wants to use us as a shining vessel for him.
刚刚的一句话非常的提醒我, 主恩典的时代是有期限。
What we just heard reminds me greatly that even the era of grace has a cutoff.
主延迟他再来的时间是为了给我们机会。
The Lord delays his return is to give us a chance.
让我们趁着今天他可以寻找的时候可以向他来祷告。
While he may be found, we pray to him.
我们一同起立来唱这首诗歌。
Let's all rise and sing this hymn together.
让我们好好使用现今的时间。
And that we use our time wisely.
努力地追求。
And pursue him earnestly.
我们追求的乃是神自己。
My goal is God Himself.
sisters.
主，但愿你成为我们一生所追求的目标。
May you be the goal of our life.
何等盼望我们能够成为，能够从你的成为你，让我们从我们身上发出你的光。
And that through us your light may shine.
主耶稣，我们感谢你今天借着你仆人再来提醒我们，我们真的是需要付代价去买油。
And we thank you, Lord, that you have spoken to us through your servant. We need to pay the price to buy our oil.
我们真的何等不愿，当恩典的门关的时候，我们却没有在里面。
And we don't want to be shut out when the era of grace ends.
主，感谢你还给我们时间，还给我们有恩典。
We thank you that you still give us time and grace.
让我们趁着还可以寻求的时候，我们来寻求你。
While you may be sought, we seek your face.
主，让我们有一个心愿，我们愿意更多认识你。
And that we would come to know you more.
让你的生命更多的在我们里面成为真实。
And that your life would be more and more true in us.
求主耶稣，你祝福你的话语。
May you bless your own word.
这样子祷告祈求，奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
请坐。
Please take your seat.